Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's definitely a possibility. It's a quarterback. I think more likely it's what we've discussed about the left tackle spot and therefore who's going to be opposite those tackles throughout the game. And that's Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. Yeah, I know Stingley's a great corner. I'm not as worried about their corners. I'm more worried, of course, about Will Anderson. He's a game wrecker. That's the easy answer to this whole thing. Right?
I think so. I mean, you could say Danielle Hunter. I don't think Derek Stingley Jr. is out of the question. Or Nico Collins is out of the question. Nico Collins still provides, depending on the health of Jalen Hurts, a matchup that the Chiefs have not guarded well this year. Like, especially in the absence of Jalen Watson. They had a really, really, really hard time with big physical wide receivers. You might have heard Trent McDuffie talk about Nico Collins in his press conference yesterday, in which he said, I call those kind of guys complete receivers. They run routes. They catch with their hands. They are tough to bring down. They kind of do everything. If you made me single to one player, yeah, probably Will Anderson. He's pretty good. It'd be him or the combination of him and Danielle Hunter that would probably be at the top of my list. Because that's the part, coupled with the Chiefs' bad offensive line play for a majority of this year, where you see things completely imploding. Nico Collins could have 120 yards, and I still think the Chiefs win.
Exactly.
If Will Anderson's got a couple of sacks and they're not stopping Danielle Hunter, I might feel very different about this game.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like CJ Stroud can definitely have a great game. I just don't know if that's how they win, right? Like, CJ Stroud against this Chiefs defense, what is the stat line look like if he goes and has a great game? And is that good enough to actually win? When the Texans, throughout this season, you know, last week they had defensive turnovers. That's why their point total got up there against the Chargers. They won comfortably. It wasn't because C.J. Stroud and the offense was just lighting them up throughout. No, it was the defense of the Texans completely shut out. Four interceptions against Justin Herbert. So it's all about the defense. Yeah, Nico Collins is a very tough matchup. I think the Chiefs will have to be very careful with that. But I'm not worried about C.J. Stroud throwing for 380 and four touchdowns. Okay, I have no reason to believe that that's happening in this year's Texans team. A year ago. Maybe not this year's and this Chiefs defense. Let's be real. It's just not that is not a good offensive line for the Texans. So I do believe Aminahue and Chris Jones and Karlaftis will once again get after him. It's all about whether or not the Texans defense can do the same to Mahomes. Can Danielle Hunter make Mahomes have to get the ball even quicker than he has, and therefore it causes problems down the field, and all of a sudden he throws a pick because he makes a bad decision, something he hasn't done in a while. Like, it's defensive related. That's the formula. If you're trying to put together what it looks like for the Texans to upset the Chiefs, it has to be a dominant defensive day for the Texans. It's not about C.J. Stroud to me.
C.J. Stroud has won playoff games in each of the last 2 years, so I don't think he's a non-performer, or at least his team's not a non-performer in the playoffs. I think a lot of this kind of goes from the difference between what I will allow your ceiling to be when I've never seen you play a single other down in the NFL. So last year, he's a rookie. He throws for 4,000 yards, a rookie record. It's like 4,100 yards, 23 touchdowns, right up there for one of the single best rookie seasons ever. This year, he put up, they're not even like that far apart in stats, 3,700 yards, 20 touchdowns versus 23. Threw a lot more interceptions, 12 interceptions this year versus 5 last year. But it is not a dramatically different year. But I didn't see the uptick. And if you'd asked me last year, do I fear C.J. Stroud, a rookie quarterback, coming to Arrowhead to take over a game? No. And so
the Texans were more dangerous last year.
Yeah, they were. And now I'm in a second year, and the person who picked on them the most in the first game was Tank Dell. And Tank Dell's not even in this game. He only made it through half of the last game before, obviously, that very horrid injury took place and ended his season. So I think it's on the defensive side. If you made me say the Texans win if. Because that's really what we're asking when we say which player. The Texans win if Will Anderson completely takes over the game. I think the answer has to come on the defensive line. And largely because of what we've discussed, what if it's DJ Humphries? What if it's DJ Humphries at left tackle and Will Anderson tees off? And by the time they bring in Joe Tooney, there's not enough time to save it. And if they get into that position, well, then, yeah, the Chiefs could have a real problem on Saturday afternoon at, what, 3:30? Is that what time the game is?
Yeah, right here, 96.5 The Fan.
Your home for Chiefs football and Royals baseball. Your home for Kansas City sports, as I'm told. At least when we initially, are we still going with that?
We are.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
What, you think that just ended? You just
Dude,
think
it's like
over?
Fan club, you know? You think maybe that's over? Changed. Maybe they, you know.
That is definitely our station.
Maybe they heard a tagline and they
branding.
Were like, let's hear it one more time, just to be sure. It appears we're sticking with it.
We are.
Okay.
Yes.
We Drew, hold on. Okay, he says we're sticking with it.
Yes.
I'm pretending like I'm talking to somebody behind closed doors. Anyway, not for those who are not watching on the camera. I just think it's obviously Will Anderson. I think that that's the choice of the one guy who I think can completely take over a game. Can I toss in one little sneaky pick?
All right, let me hear it.
Because the Chiefs have not been beaten in this way, so it seems incredibly unlikely, but if it did happen, you'd know the game was going south. Joe Mixon. It's the only play. Yeah. I only mention him
he's
because
had a great year.
If he had a really good game against Kansas City, it's going south. I don't foresee that because they've been really good against backs, but that's one player that if like it was going that kind of way for them and Mixon was just having a day, that's a problem.
He's
that's
been great this year for them. I mean, there's no denying that he was a 1,000-yard back for them. If without him, considering all the injuries, I wonder where this Texans team would be, honestly, when there was plenty of weeks where C.J. Stroud really was struggling, the O-line struggled, and you know Nico Collins was out earlier on in the year. If it wasn't for Mixon, now, if you're wondering, it's the Chiefs in the earlier loss a couple weeks ago, 14 carries, 57 yards. We know the Chiefs' track record against backs has been phenomenal this entire year.
Better in the postseason.
Last week against the Chargers, 25 carries, 106, but the Baltimore game, he had 9 carries for 26 yards. The Miami game, he had 12 for 23, 14 for 22 against Tennessee. So there's still some duds in there as well, but he's had a really nice year. I would, to your point, be stunned if Mixon went off. That would mean something happened injury-wise on the defensive line. Like that's just not what, whether it's Pinnell, Chris Jones, who's gotten better as a run-stuffing defensive lineman. That's typically not how we've described him, but he's been much better this year, and he's fresh, and it's playoff time, so I know the run-stuffing buy-in's going to be higher than it was probably in week 15, whatever the heck it was.
Other than Mahomes, 16. Who do you think Texans fans are answering the same question to? We can ask this of a Texan guest later in the week.
Yeah.
But who do you think? Do you think they're saying Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown?
Problems,
Chris Jones.
So they've had
a bad offensive line.
It's Chris Jones. My guess would be what they would answer in Houston if it's not Mahomes. Because, the O-line has been really bad.
And he's a force.
Really, really bad. And Chris Jones is one of the best defensive players in the league. And he has been able to either himself get the sack numbers. If not, then he's allowing Karlaftis or Menehue to eat. Like, maybe Chris Jones doesn't get a sack on Saturday. He might not, but Charles Menehue's probably getting one then, or Karlaftis is getting one, or Mike Dana. Like, we've seen that play out this year. There's been some games where it feels like Chris Jones wasn't getting near the quarterback, and then you go back and you watch, like, that's because there's two guys holding him down, maybe even actually holding him, as in should have been a penalty.
And Menehue's just walking past him because they just decided not to block him rather than quadruple team Chris Jones.